This week's Corp ad is brought to you by Borg Collective. The Borg Collective corporations are recruiting, and they have a place for you. Their motto is, "We are Borg, we are family." It is something that they take to heart in all things. When you join Borg Collective, you become part of their family. They care for their members and have an incredible management team looking out for all their drones in the collective. They are also happy bees, which makes them part of a greater community that exists both in and outside the game. They're sci-fi fans, they love D&D and other RPGs, and there's always someone to talk to in comms. They are a very large organization, so they have industry and mining programs as good as any corp solely focused on that role. They also have PvP program that rivals any PvP focused corps. They are a NullSec Corp and have vast swaths of space to roam. If you want to be part of something wonderful and enjoy your time in New Eden, you should become one with the Borg. Life in NullSec is good, full of riches to be had, and you can be a part of it.
Hello, I'm Mamasaurus Rex, and welcome to Echoes of New Eden.
To start things off, Eve Echo's Discord admin, Joseph, announced that there's an issue where trading through corp contracts may lead to data issues with some of the in-game items. So the corp contract function is now disabled until a patch is available to fix. There's a new bounty server up, in case you were not aware. There's a Discord server to post bounties on those that you wish destruction upon in New Eden. A couple of weeks ago, the Neutral Zone Discord server announced that it will no longer be hosting bounties. Hence, a new server was born, called NullSec Zen Garden. Contact Griffin on his server to post an anonymous bounty. I'll post a Discord link for that server in the description. Now for some more news. In the last week or so, Citadels have been dropping like flies. In fact, SHH has taken down at least 3 Fireflies Citadels since the War in the North has started. Genfed and Pantheon are out for GHA Citadels, with 2 going down within the last couple days. I talked with Mrs. Rex about the war later on in this episode. News arose about potential gate gun exploit. Or is it? Video proof suggests that it was a properly timed mechanic of the game, therefore not an exploit. This does raise awareness to not autopilot through LowSec, and always check heat maps prior to traveling on a route. The GHA election is coming up. The first term of the elected council is almost over, and the GHA will hold another election for its new council. Some may go up for re-election. Others may try to take their stand in some decision-making. We'll see how that unfolds, as the election will be held during a current war, with potentially new leadership inheriting some of the issues going on in New Eden. And I got a message to the players. I just want to say to the players of New Eden, those that are in these NullSec corporations and are a part of the war, your corporation needs you. Every player has key importance to the corp, whether it be ratting or paying taxes, selling ore to the corp for industry, or even those that engage in the PvP, striving for whatever vision the corp has. Participation is really important to leadership. In turn, leadership needs to keep a high morality, needs to keep high motivation, and assist their members with whatever they may need. When it comes to war, participation and motivation can make all the difference. Welcome, Mamasaurus Rex. I'm so glad to have this interview with you. It's been quite a while. I've been trying to get a hold of you. How are you doing?
Good, and it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for being patient with me as we deal with all of the nonsense we have to deal with around here.
Hey, no worries. You're busy. There's a lot of stuff going on in New Eden. A lot of stuff, I wanted to talk to you about and get your side of, these battles and the propaganda and, just, whatever Genesis has to say. I mean, you could say it here. So, yeah, first of all, I want to say I'm basically a nobody. I don't know anything really about Genesis. So if you could kind of tell the audience, what is GenFed? How did they start? What's the history? And how's their culture? What do they do? Or what do they like?
What are we like? So where do we? Okay. Whew, that's a lot to unpack. Let me start from the beginning. So we originated in another game, and by we, I mean just a few of us now at this point. But we originated in Second Galaxy, and created kind of a fun group there. And but by the time we had created a group there, we were already the game was already dying. So it was kind of nearing its, I don't know. You kind of see a life in some of these mobile games, right? Where you have a peak of player base, and then the player base starts to drop off and drop off. And if the developer no longer supports good changes or positive changes, then the player base continues to drop, and sometimes can drop quite dramatically. So we were over that peak of player base at that stage, and formed kind of a cool group that came out of the ashes of a couple of other groups. And we teamed up with a really great, another really great alliance, Red Rum, actually. And they were predominantly Russian and had some US folks as well. And they were super nice. We got along with them very well, and just really dominated the game for a very long time, probably about 6 months. And then the second beta for this game came out. We kind of had an idea that we were coming here anyway, just because it's Eve, right? But it's Eve Mobile.
Yeah.
So we kind of had that idea that we were coming here anyway, but more so as the second beta came out, because there were more and more negative changes in SG. Plus, it's a pay-to-win game, right? So it's the paywall is very high for the average player. You really just can't be a new player in that game. So we shuttered our doors over there and moved over to Eve Echoes. But really, what we were there and what we are here is kind of a family, right? We're all one group, so we're one cohesive unit, which is great. And we try to be inclusive to everybody, and you can really see that in this game, because we were able to start at the very beginning, right? So we had a bunch of people that came with us, people from the US. We had Chinese corporations that came with us. We had Korean corporations, Brazilian, the whole nine yards. So we had a bunch of folks that moved with us, and all of us got together and formed GenFed. So immediately, right away, we were a very multinational, very around-the-clock alliance. And it gave us this really interesting and cool, I think, perspective in terms of like just general world views and cooperation. I mean, now we've grown so much, and we grew so unexpectedly. We've always been about teamwork. So, we were the first corporations in the game and first alliance in the game. There was actually one alliance that came before us. So the guy plexed everything, and I'm sure if you started the game, you saw it, right? So like every hour there would be like 1,000 plex on the market for 4,000 a piece. And the guy, whoever it was that created, and it was called First Alliance. And so whoever it was that created First Alliance, that's what they did to create it, which, more power to them. I'm never gonna stick my nose up at someone who credit cards. That's perfectly fine. But we couldn't do that. So we were the second alliance created. However, First Alliance has since disbanded, so now we're the oldest numbered alliance that still exists. And so anyway, that was all teamwork, right? Everyone donated their ISK, everyone worked together, right? From setting up corporations to setting up the alliance. The reason we had corporation 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, you know, 8, 9, the reason those were all GenFed corporations was because we'd finish one corporation and we'd move to the next one. So that's always been how we are. And we just try to always work together the best that we can. And it's created this really cool group, generally speaking. And often people ask me why I put up with some of the stuff that I put up with, you know, whether it's like the personal attacks or the weird stalky stuff or things like that. And it's because of this group, because I just have never met such a cool gaming group. And that's what we have. I mean, they're just fun to be around. We try to just have fun.
Yeah, it's great. Great to have a positive culture like that, and just a good group of people to be around too. It just makes it better.
Yeah. I think that's really where we're coming from most of the time. It was very important for us to be very inclusive and very very much, we try to really look at the multinational component, and we've been that way from the very beginning. Like I said, we came here with, and that's something we learned in SG, right? We had our Chinese allies, we had our Russian allies, and we knew that sort of working together across those time zones, how important that was, and just all the cool people we'd already met at that stage. So that made a big difference for us. And I look at like KPX, which came with us from SG, and even now they're amazing, right? So they're all Koreans. And in fact, I think we have all the Koreans left in this game are in GenFed. It really died off in the market there. And there was a couple of Korean corporations that were still out there floating around in space. And we ended up picking them up as well, and they're amazing. So it was just a really nice group of folks. And we just have learned so much and picked up so much from people from all over the world. It's such a neat experiment, especially in, you know, COVID times where people have been locked up for the last year.
Yeah.
To kind of get that feel of being, you know, out and about and getting all these different perspectives from all over the world.
What's the status of GenFed today? So how's GenFed doing nowadays? Are they still considered one of the largest, if not the largest, alliance in the game?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't, like I said, I haven't met a single alliance that's as large as we are now. There are coalitions that are larger. There's like two types of alliances in the game, right? You have the contiguous alliance, which is one group, right? Like, let's take Trimark as an example, is an alliance. But then Trimark, you know, they're part of Pantheon now, but they are part of QC for a very long time. They kind of founded that group. QC is a coalition, so it's multiple alliances together. So Trimark themselves made up, I think, and I could be wrong here, and guys, don't get mad at me if I am, but I think they peaked out at three alliances for Trimark. So, but they made up a group of larger coalitions too. So the larger coalition alliances were probably like 20. But Trimark itself was three. So Trimark would be the contiguous alliance, and then the coalition is like that larger group. For GenFed, all of GenFed's alliances are GenFed. So we had, before they consolidated the alliances, we had 17. Alliances. We have, like everybody, we've all suffered attrition, this whole game has. And again, it's about being over that player hump, right? So now we're on the downhill on the player base, right? Size, which is natural in a mobile game. So I think everybody took a really big hit for a while, at least with the insurance points change. I think a lot of industry guys really lost heart. So yeah, I think right now we would, I think we're still the largest contiguous alliance in the game. I say this because, like at the recent battle in ZID, when they, when Horde, the Golden Horde anchored the station at ZID, Gen Fed had, I think, 400 pilots on field, that were just Gen Fed pilots. And so, and that's in Chinese prime time, which is our weakest. So I think in terms of like one alliance putting a group on the field, we're still the largest.
Yeah, you brought up the ZID battle. So we'll get to some of the battles in a little bit, but yes, Gen Fed, it's a no-brainer. We know, you know, basically the entire galaxy is under war currently. We got like this trifecta of, you know, you got stuff going on in the north, you got stuff going on in the southeast, and you got stuff going on in the southwest. How did this war, what is this war even about?
You'll have to ask them that question. I've been asking them the same damn thing. Okay, so here's the best I can guess, and this is a guess because literally we have been asking these people the same question, like, well, why are you guys at war with us? But so it's ranged from a few different things that I can tell. The first is one is business. Right. So DP, they were botting and for sure. Right. I mean, we posted it on November 4th for everyone to see. There's just no question. And so that there was a dramatic decrease, over the course of that war. Actually, it started about 5 days into the war. But there's dramatic decrease in, the RMT stuff, and that went on through the course of that war. So now they're part of F1. F1 wants that space, and the DP alliances that are within F1 want that space, or the remaining corporations. That, right, they broke up into Band of Brothers, and I forget the other one. But they have these two Klingon corporate alliances to F1, and so so for F1, it's a space war. And it's meaning territory war. They want Faith Bolas and they want Esoteria. And I think Esoteria in particular for the value of the space. So that's why F1's doing it. Okay. And we understand it. I think, you know, when I've talked to all the different people that are involved in this war, I think it was actually the leader of FF who was perhaps the most honest, and I appreciate the most, in terms of saying, you know, why is this going on? And he really said, look, there doesn't need to be a why. They just want what you have, and they're just going to come fight you for it. And that's what war is. And I said, okay, that I can understand. So that's the F coalition. And the others, as far as I can tell, all have weird personal beefs. Their leaders have weird personal beefs with us. And I think because they're all so much smaller individually than Gen Fed, they just saw this as an opportunity to everybody gang up and try and take us down. And so you look at OG, right? So OG was part of the Elysium group. They attacked us regularly in our space towards the beginning of the game. And did that for, you know, months. And then finally, Gen Fed had never gone to like full scale warfare, like deployment warfare. And I kept telling them back then, if you keep doing this, you know, you're bringing hundreds into BZ, and yeah, we fight and we blab you guys, but this is, it's annoying. Mm-hmm. You're bad neighbors. We don't like bad neighbors. So anyway, they kept doing it. So we just said, all right, we went to war with them. So we went to war against Elysium and OG. Elysium disbanded in the first 40 hours of war. And OG was down to about three corporations following the next 40 hours. So it was really like this 4-day stretch. And so they were over in MP5. And we told them, you know, Look, get out. You're really bad neighbors. You guys, this, you know, we warned you a ton of times. This is enough's enough. Time to move out. We actually set them blue and let them move all their stuff out and didn't kill them on the way. And just to relocate and get out of our faces. So for OG, this is, I think, payback, right? For at least maybe not all the line pilots, because a lot of the people there weren't involved in that war, but for their leadership, definitely is about payback. So Evil Darkness from GHA, right, comes from Op 4S, and he's had a beef and wanting to go after GenFed from the beginning, right, because of having, you know, the whole Op 4S GenFed stuff, right, that happened on day 3 of this game. So that's kind of was his issue, I think. And as soon as Bojangles was no longer in charge of Golden Horde, suddenly Evil Darkness is writing the "We're not botting anymore" speech for VVV and posted that publicly, and then declared the bot wars over, knowing nothing about why the coalition was formed. He disbanded the coalition and didn't know anything about what the purpose of the coalition was to begin with, the Eve coalition, so the earlier one, and just kind of left SHH and myself looking at each other like, okay, this is really weird. But we had an idea that it was just posturing and stuff to end up joining into this war with GenFed, and that's exactly what they did. And I can give you all the Diplo stuff from that, so you can see it too. I know there's a lot of nonsense about, I don't know, that we attack them or something, but you can see it right there from their own words.
Right. Well, the story that I heard about that was GHA was or is backing their allies in Void in the war. So how did Void, is OG part of Void, and is that how they got into the war? Are they backing F1? Say that. No,
So Void's the weird one. Void, okay, and this is the thing that we're all kind of scratching our head about on this side of the map. So on the west side, we're all wondering about this. So Void comes, there's a part of Void that comes from SG. And in SG, some of these people from Void were in that game. But we never, like, took any of their systems. We did end up going to war with the alliance that they were in, but they were in this gigantic blue donut, right? So it literally, I can show you pictures, like, when you looked at the map, it was, like, all this one huge coalition or alliance that sort of ate up the whole map. It was crazy. And so when Red Rum and Genesis connected, we just broke it up. We just broke it up, and we did. But Void, while they were a part of that big blue donut, they were way, way on the bottom side of the map. So we never hit them, and we didn't have any issues with them directly, right? Like, we were never, like, taking stuff from them. So we don't know what the beef is there necessarily. We also, in this game, we've always been, like, gray with them. So we never, we weren't blew it up, but we never, like, got involved in their business. We never attacked their stuff. I didn't even know where they lived until this thing started, right? So I don't understand it. But their leader, Pied Piper, said, "Well, the Void never forgets," and, like, went to war with us. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what we're not forgetting, but okay.
Yeah, got some sort of grudge.
I guess, but I don't know from what. So it was like, I don't know, it's like talking with craziness. It was really weird. So I don't know what the deal is with that, other than I guess we're at war with them. So Void joined, so F1 attacked the ZID, our citadel, the Isla Nublar that I told you about in ZID. And while they were, so they did that, and then they were also attacking our WX Citadel. And when F1 was attacking the WX Citadel. Void was defending their space. So we're trying to deal with this new attacking, this new attack that's coming from F1. So Void goes and defends F1's territory, which defends F1's citadels while F1 is attacking our citadels. And then they went to, so Void then went to the Golden Horde and said, GenFed's going to start attacking our citadels, meaning Void's. We need you to defend us against GenFed. And then, GHA, and that's all in the, all of the Diplo chat that I pulled out. So then GHA asked me why I'm at war with Void. And at this point, like, I didn't know any of this stuff. So I was like, what? I'm at war with who? Like, why am I attacking their citadels? I don't know. So I hadn't attacked anyone's citadels other than F1. So they said, oh yeah, that's what Void told us. And we just want you to know that we're going to defend Void if you attack their citadels. And I said, well, I'm not attacking their citadels. I don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, I guess I'll go check in with them. So I got diplomatic access to the Void server that same day. And I said, all right, guys, what's going on here? And there was all of this, I don't know, there's all kinds of weird nonsense coming out of them. But including trying to get my real Google email, I guess. I was trying to get like some Gmail that they thought that I had to like get access to my accounts. I don't know. The whole thing was really weird. So I talked to them a little bit and I said, look, guys, you're gray to us. If there's an issue, you can reach out to me. We don't have, you know, plans. We're out for looking for good fights. We want content, but we're not like, you know, we're not after you guys. I don't even know where you live. then their leader agreed that guarding F1 while F1 attacks us is the same as attacking us themselves. And he's like, well, sorry, we didn't know that happened. And then he backpedaled from that statement and said, well, we think you set us up by having F1 attack your citadels while we guarded their citadels. I was like, wait, what? Again, it was like this weird, like the whole thing is just crazy. And I was, so that whole thing was just weird. Again, I kind of got the sense that they're just like trying to wade into the war, but don't know how to. So then the same thing happened with GHA. So GHA then starts defending. So it wasn't us that attacked Void. It was MC that attacked Void. So they came and attacked us at the ZID Citadel. And while they were attacking us, MC had attacked Void. And GHA went to defend Void while Void was out attacking our Citadel in WX. And so I went back there and said, guys, you can't, like, I even showed them the screenshot of the Void leader saying, this is the same thing as attacking someone. I'm like, even Void will tell you that this is, you can't go defending their stuff while they're attacking us. It's like, you know, holding the door open while someone robs a jewelry store. You know, it's like you may not be taking the stuff, but you're still participating in the war. That's not super great.
Collusion.
Yeah, like what can we do about this? Because you're blues with us, but you're defending guys that are actively and currently attacking our sovereignty citadel. Like, what are we supposed to do with that? And I can show you the whole chat. In fact, I will. But it was just, it was just weirdness. And finally, I was like, look, if you guys want to go to war with us, go to war with us. Like, don't play games. Just tell us this is what you're doing. By that time, SHH had already left the chat because they could see what was going on, right? And had not nice words for Evil Darkness. And then Evil Darkness was just playing a game. It was just playing a game. Like, not the game we're here to signed up for.
Right.
So we finally just said, all right, I guess we're at war. So that's kind of how, like, it's this whole thing has just been, it's just one thing after another like that. That's just, I don't know.
it dominoed into where we're at today.
I think so. And I think, like I said, I think there's two really separate and distinct motivations. I think the motivations for F1, Bad P, Neek, those guys, right, is to go back to business as usual. And I think I think we represent a real threat to that, a real threat. I know we do because of what happened to DP. And so if we're off the map, that is a huge bonus for them. And plus the space, right? And then for the other guys, I think it's literally just these weird beefs that people are carrying around. And
they're given an opportunity to create content.
I guess. I mean, it seems weird though, because right at the beginning of this, they say, Gen Fed is a blue donut. Like, right. We're a blue donut in our, three regions of space. So our size is intimidating. Granted. Okay. We get that, but we're not like up in your grill and we're not doing anything. I think Void, when they first declared war on us, their very first announcement, they said that they were ending tyranny and racism. So they called us racists. Like, well, okay, how are we? How so? we're the most multinational alliance in the game, period. Yeah. So, that was like, okay, so, all right. It's just like all of these weird things started coming out. And I think it started, I don't know, part of the whole blue donut thing was part of it. But then they went and created this giant blue donut to try and take us down. So I'm constantly just shaking my head at this whole thing. Like, I do not know. If you can get a straight answer out of them, please enlighten me.
Let me know who I need to contact. I'll reach out.
I would start with all their servers and ask them what the hell is going on, and then fill me in, please.
What's the reasoning behind Pantheon in the war, and SHH in the war, and Fireflies, and whomever else, all these big groups, they're all part of this war too, but what's their reasoning?
So, let's see.
Well, from your perspective,
Of course. So in this war, our allies are Pantheon and SHH, and was QC for a long time, but we're still blue, with QC, but they're going through some shakeup right now. Yeah. So how those changes affect them, we don't know. But for now, I mean, they're still allies, but I don't think that they're actively engaging in war right now. But it does leave Pantheon and SHH and ourselves. And so the interest for Pantheon and SHH is the interest of friends. I mean, it's funny because, again, so much propaganda, just anti-GenFed propaganda. But one of the things is, we always shoot blues and we betray people and blah, blah, blah. And, our allies, we don't believe in a blue donut. So most of these people that we're fighting now, none of them were blue to us. There was one, I think, that was as like half of whatever warp was. And they shot us while blue and then said, we're not blue anymore. So I was like, oh, okay, fine. But other than that, like our blues were, Pantheon, MC and, QC and SHH and GHA. So, SHH and GHA and GenFed became blue at the start of the DP war. So it was on November 6th. And I know that because we discovered all the botting and stuff on November 4th. And it was so, so big, such mass scale that we just were like, oh crap, what are we gonna do? So we talked with the other alliances and said, look, this is a real problem in this game. We know the devs are saying, hey, we fixed this and blah, 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 but you can just go and look and see it. And so I was like, oh, okay, now we have to do some self-policing here because no one's going to be able to handle this problem when battleships come out, just in terms of ship class. So we talked about that, and it was Bo and Mr. Padawan and myself, and that was it. That was everyone in the room. And the three of us talked about it. We decided that we were going to make essentially an anti-botting, and botting, by botting I mean scripting, right? It's not multi-boxing or any of that stuff, but scripting. So we decided we were going to make an anti-botting coalition. Bo named it the Eve Coalition. I was like, okay, that's fine. I don't care. I don't know why everyone needs to name things. The purpose of that coalition was not to get involved in territory wars, but to get involved when and if it was necessary. So I myself said, look, we can't just use, you know, botting as a, like, someone can't just be accused of it and then get smashed, right, by three mega coalitions, essentially, this mega coalition. We need to have proof. We need to be able to show what we're talking about, and like it needs to be demonstrable. And everybody agreed to that. And also that we weren't going to use that, the three of us, to attack on territory issues, because again, it would unbalance the game. Mm-hmm. It's just not healthy for the player base to have a blue donut, essentially. So we all agreed to that and just continued fighting our own wars. We fought the bulk of the DP war. Pantheon joined up with us pretty quickly. So right after the Eve Coalition was formed with the three of us, I had talked with Sun Banana, and we were already friends. I mean, we were friends, like we knew them from SG. And we talked a little bit about what was going on with the Eve Coalition and what our plans were. And really, the Eve Coalition isn't about just fighting. In fact, that was sort of the last resort. The goal of the Eve Coalition was a continual monitoring, which means flying through our neighbor's space, right? DP was living right next door to us, and we didn't see what was going on. And it's because we didn't go into their space. We didn't go into the pockets and stuff when we could have, especially Blue. So we kind of made that pact really as a monitoring pact. Like we would see it, we'd report it, and we'd help the devs find these clusters wherever they were. And if it was really big and really obnoxious like DP, then we would get together and fight. SHH is really far north of us, but Pantheon is near us, and we share a border with Pantheon. We pretty quickly became friends. Again, we were already friends with a lot of their leadership anyway from SG. And Pantheon was a lot smaller back then, but they have a lot of heart. Fighting an alliance that is predominantly Chinese means you're fighting in that time zone. And if you live in the United States, it means you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do wars. So it was not easy for a lot of the other coalition members to do it. And it wasn't easy for Pantheon to do it either, but they would send people every time that we asked. And so that made a big difference for us. And our whole alliance was like, we are ride or die with these guys. Like this, you know, they're amazingly good neighbors. We're amazingly good neighbors with each other. We share a border and we just don't have problems. And everyone's super respectful and fun to fly with. So so that's why they're involved in this war, because they're our allies. And when they say they're allies, they mean it.
Yeah.
SHH is similar. They're just further north from us. I wish that they lived closer to us. But yeah, it's been fun. And now with the advent of our addition of interceptors, it's made it a lot easier. So like, you know, we brought up, I don't know, 80 man interceptor fleet the other night, just to go up and give them an assist. They're currently being attacked by FF pretty regularly, and also turning the tide on FF as well. So that's where that comes from.
So as far as today goes, I know there's been tons of battles in the last, how long has this war been actually going? Probably what, 3 weeks? Maybe a little longer, 4 weeks?
I want to say, but it's a little bit of a blurry line, because the DP war ended for like 24 hours and then this war started. It was ridiculous. Okay. So I would say, yeah, it's been about 3-4 weeks maybe.
Yeah, I know I'd contacted you to talk about it 3 to 4 weeks ago. So I'm like,
that would, yeah.
So that's what I was basing that off of. But what would you say the current state of the war is? Is there a winning side? Is there progress happening? What is the progress?
Well, I think it depends on what the goal is, right? I mean, for us, the goal is, so it's an extermination campaign on GenFed, right? The goal of all of our enemies is to wipe us out, just wipe us off the map. And that's not happening. So if your goal is to destroy GenFed, then they're losing because they're not meeting that goal. And I just have to laugh because, you know, if they just never came to our space and never gave us content, like that would probably destroy us a lot faster through boredom. But hey, we'll take it. So I think if the goal is sovereignty citadels, like how many of those are destroyed? Well, we're considerably ahead in that as well. So, especially given the 5 that blew up this week and 2 of them last night, or yesterday, 1 midday and 1 in the evening, then I think we're doing pretty good on that count too. So I'm not sure what the metric is because I'm not sure. I'm only guessing at what the motivations are. I guess for F1, maybe they're winning a little bit because they moved a lot of those old DP corps into the Fae area. So we had evicted those dudes, but there's quite a few of them back now. So we're still dealing with that issue. So maybe they're ahead a bit. Golden Horde has dropped Citadel in WX, but they can't live there. Their ships die there. And we quite amusingly camped in the Blood Horde there while we blew up their citadel in their space where they actually live. So I'm not sure that is really a winning strategy. That's a Reddit strategy. It's not an actual good thing for them to do. So I don't know. I'm not sure what metric that they're using. I feel like it's going to be a long fight, but it's something I told their leaders early on is like, we're used to doing this. Like we're used to war, long war, long engagement. The war with DP was 3 months long and we shouldered the vast majority of that. So, cause they're our neighbors. So in terms of like winning,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't think anyone's winning. I think it's really kind of bad for the player base. I asked, so they have one of the leaders over in the Golden Horde is named Zell. And I asked him, you know, hey, why are you guys doing? Like we've asked all these dudes, like why? And before the anchor timer in ZID, or I'm sorry, in WX, I asked him why. I'm like, you guys are dropping this worthless piece of crap in our space. And he's like, well, I'm just here to help Void. I said, well, okay, but how is this helping Void? And then, you know, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, and he's like, well, we're really just here for the content. So I said, okay, well, if you're having to jump like 60 jumps for content, maybe you should look at the blue donut you've created and not, you know, try to wipe out the only content that is left in the game to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, when this anchors, then it won't be 60 jumps anymore. I said, all right, man, let's do it. So I don't know. I think if their goal is to create a big giant blue donut where no one has to fight anymore, that's not going to work out too well either. I think there's too many players that actually want a war in a war game.
Oh, yeah. It's just, as far as the player base goes, I don't think a majority of the players like being under siege, under attack all the time. Because granted, it is a PvP game, but it's also, an industry game, it's a PvE game, it's a social game, you know, being at war, you know, doesn't really, for some of the player base, it doesn't really give them motivation to log in.
Agreed. Like I said, I don't think anyone's winning under those circumstances. I think it just attrits the player base faster. And I think we have to be really conscious of maintaining the health of the player base. But I don't think they give a crap at all. So
I think they should.
Oh, I think they should too. But that falls on deaf ears. They're just very excited to want to win. And I think for a long time they sort of thought they were, or thought that dropping, you know, something they can't use in WX was going to, like, and in fact they even said it, right, that this is going to be the end of us, you know, defeat Gen Fed. It's like, no, it literally does not work that way. I mean, we are, of all the player base in the whole game, Gen Fed has been at war so much and so often, just from people coming into our space. We're not going out into others, just coming into our space all of the flipping time. Then, you know, we're pretty used to it. So we're in it for the long haul. And what that means right now is, if we're not dropping citadels because they're worthless, and we haven't dropped citadels because they're worthless. In fact, we were the slowest to drop in of the alliances because they're worthless. We have a bunch of them, but we're not dropping them because they don't do anything yet. When they do something, then that'll be good. Right now, pauses are infinitely superior to that. But without citadels, and this is what I said when they came to attack the WX Citadel, is, look, you come into our space and attack it. If you blow it up, we don't have anything that anchors us in one point in space, right? Like, we don't have to defend it. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to form up on defensive. We can be 100% offensive if this thing actually blows up. And that's exactly what we've been since it happened. And our allies are the same way. This allows them, we really serve as a cushion for our allies in many ways, both by location and just people want to kill us. it's really nice. Like, we have lived essentially in our enemy space for just weeks now. And it's just ramping up more and more. And you can see that with this week, right? So they dropped the WX station and they dropped the WX station in their worst time because it was F1's best time. And they can't defend the own piece of metal that they dropped. They can't do it by themselves. They have to rely on F1 to do it. So they dropped that in our space and expected us, I guess, and it even said so, like, on Reddit, right? We're living in low sec, you know, we're going to JITA, we're disbanding. Inerva from OG came on to, or already had diplomatic access onto our Discord, and he sent out messages, like cut and paste messages, to all of the CEOs and directors on my Discord saying, oh, you know, Gen Fed's disbanding, you should come join us. This nonsense, right? Just totally abusing diplomatic privileges on the Discord. So it's like, I don't know, I think they believe their own BS. And our guys are solid, like really solid. So we just band together. We're working really well with our allies. Pantheon's been just incredible. They've picked up a lot of steam, especially since QC broke apart and a big chunk of QC went to join Pantheon. And they're great guys. They're fun to fly with. So we've just been doing joint ops all over GHA space and Void space and F1 space, right? So we blew up 5 citadels last week, but we have another 7 hull timers sitting right now. In fact, I'm going to one in 22 minutes.
I'll try not to keep you too much longer. Yeah. So I wanted to ask, though, do you see a light at the end of the tunnel? You said it was going to be a lengthy war, but Is there even some sort of talks of saying, when are you going to let up? When are we just going to call this over so we can focus on other things?
No. And that, see, that's a really interesting thing. So like Enerva, right? So he sent out messages to all the CEOs saying, oh, we're being stonewalled from diplomacy. So, you know, we're just reaching out to you. We know GenFed's falling apart, right? But you go back, like, that person has direct DMs to me and there's been nothing, right? All of these people have direct access to me. They're either on my friends list so they can DM me directly, or they were on my Discord so that they could DM me directly, and they don't. There's no conversation being had. There's no attempts at diplomacy. It literally is an extermination campaign on GenFed. So the only thing that I can see is we fight it out until one of us isn't here anymore, or their own people understand that this is not what their leaders are telling them it is. So at some point, hopefully, they get the message to back off. But I don't think they're going to get that message until we've done considerably more damage. I just don't know how else to end it. And it's not that the doors aren't open. Like, they could DM me right now, but they don't. I really think that we're dealing with, again, it's the two different motivations, right? F1's going to fight whatever fight they want to. And do that as long as they want to, and they have a business model that they're dealing with. But these other guys, I think it's an ego issue, and I think that's why they don't talk to us. They talk on Reddit, but they don't talk to us.
Yeah, Reddit is a cesspool of just, yes, there's tons of stuff, memes, and Genesis has always been, I guess, on the worst side of the Reddit, where they're always targeted with memes or propaganda. How do you combat that? How do you combat the Reddit?
We don't. There's two things, right? So first, the Reddit is not official, right? The R Echoes, not an official Reddit. So it's run by very not unbiased people. So that's one major issue that we try to keep in mind over there, right? We're not going to get a fair shake. We get banned off of it all the time. So we're not allowed to even speak, right? We're completely silenced. When we do speak, though, I love my guys for this. We tend to troll ourselves as much as anyone else. Like if you go to the Reddit, right, you'll see all the Kerensky clones, right? When Kerensky became targeted for being as outspoken as he is, and sometimes over the line as he is, they started posting all this stuff about him hating minors and all this nonsense, like everything taken out of context, started posting all these chats, like snippets and stuff, and it was so ridiculous and so over the top. How terrible all the industry corporations are fleeing GenFed, right? It's all this craziness. And we just started laughing. So I think a bunch of the guys, and a lot of them I think are us, but some of them are actually from the other side too, because I think it was such a confusing thing. Like, no one knew what to do. Like, not even our regular trolls knew whether it was real or not. So all these Kerensky clones started coming out, right? And they were also banning Kerensky often on Reddit. And you have like simple Kerensky and minor Kerensky and step Kerensky and happy Kerensky and industry Kerensky, you know, who's always the one that's beaten up the most. And it was just crazy. Like, suddenly all these Kerenskys started coming out of the woodwork, angry Kerensky, all this stuff. And every time, you know, like, I think it was Social Kerensky would post like stuff about us that was just so outlandish, like Mama leaks location of ZID Citadel or something. And of course, you know, you can see it on the sovereignty map. Mm-hmm. You don't have to leak the location, but it was so ridiculous. But it was just trolling on ourselves. And then all the Kerenskys would jump on there and be like, ha, you know, I knew it, and you know, all acting out their parts and stuff. And yeah, I don't know, we just all laughed and had fun with it. But And I think, again, like some of our trolls would jump in, like, how could she do such a thing? And be like, oh, wait, no. And then the other ones would correct each other. No, you can just see it on the sovereignty map. But just stuff like that, that was just, it's just goofing around and having fun. So I think for the most part, we try to just have fun with it. And we try to keep it either humorous or, you know, targeted at us if we can, because the rest of it is just, I don't know, it just is boring to read, I think, and it can get really nasty.
Yeah, gossip. Mm-hmm.
And so, but every alliance deals with that, I think, to some degree, right? There's always going to be the garbage and stuff posted up there. It's just that GenFed, since the second beta, GenFed's been just kind of shoved out into the limelight for content creators and all kinds of stuff. Like, they just follow us around and record what we're doing, and GenFed does this. Like, if you say GenFed, you get X amount more clicks or something. I have no idea what it is, but I think some of that spills out onto Reddit as well.
Right.
And so in terms of combating it, we're either trying to just have fun with it, or we really try to not engage there. Because if you're fighting a war on Reddit, like the WX Citadel is a Reddit post, right? It's worthless. It doesn't do anything. It costs them a lot of resources to put up there. It's cost them a stupid amount in ships destroyed. It's cost a lot of manpower. They have to spend their weekends sitting there guarding it for nothing, right? For nothing but a Reddit post, right? So then they get to put up a Reddit post, say, ha ha, we did this, right? And especially Evil Darkness, right? But while they're busy sitting on Reddit doing that, like, we're actually out there blowing up their stuff and sitting on their players and, you know, causing real havoc and causing real damage. And so that's the way we prefer to play. I'm not a big social media person. I will post things like the stuff on November 4th when we found what DP was doing. We made the video and posted it so that people could see for themselves. You know, that kind of stuff, like, we'll post like informative, here's what we did, here's what we're doing, and then move on. But the rest of it just seems to be a big waste of time to me.
Well, I don't want to keep you for too much longer. Do you have any closing thoughts or comments, any shout outs?
Oh boy. So let's see. My first shout out, I think, is to the players. Someone asked me the other day how I would rank the different organizations in this game. And by organizations, they really mean like alliances and stuff. But honestly, I think the players for Eve, you know, good, bad, whatever side of the group that they're on, the fact that they're here and participating and stuff makes the game a little better for everybody. At least most people, some of them I could do without. But for the most part, you know, I think no matter what side you're on, it does bring content, it does bring fun to the game, and I really appreciate people doing that. And that's true from industry to PvP to, you know, just learning new tips and tricks on ratting, right? So I think it keeps the game interesting, and all the people that are working to keep the game interesting and lively, that's great. So thank you to everybody who's doing that. The next thing, if I was going to give any other shout outs outside of my alliance, would be to both Pantheon and SHH for just being there, right? I mean, when you have a big blue donut after you, and there's 20 some odd alliances and coalitions and stuff smushed together to try and wipe you out truly on extermination grounds, like, having friends in that group, you know, a little spot of blue in what is a red donut to us, is great. We really appreciate that, and so thank you guys for that as well. Finally would be to really just all of the amazing pilots in my alliance, both men and women, who just, they are really amazing human beings, and I don't know how I don't know how they do it, but it keeps me going. I just being able to fly with these guys is just so much fun. I just spend all night just laughing and hanging out, and it's great. Oh, and also to you as well, because you have been trying to get a hold of me for like 4 weeks. And so thank you for being patient with me and not like throwing your hands in the air. I appreciate that. And thank you for giving GenFed a chance to have a voice too, because a lot of content creators don't do that. It's right. A lot more fun to bash us right now. So,
I believe that there's a side to every story. I want to get both sides. So last 2 weeks ago, I did a interview with GHA, and that was a battle from the ZID battle. And then I got tremendous heat. That's exaggerating a little bit, but I got heat, you know, saying, why don't you get the other side? Well, I replied to him like, okay, who do you want me to talk to about the other side? I'm glad, you know, I'd want to have a sit down and talk to people about the other side. I have no problem with that. So, and then I wanted to talk to you because, yeah, you're the leader of GenFed, and I want to get your side. So thank you for doing this for me. I may have been a little annoying. I'm sorry about that, but
not at all. Persistence is good in getting a hold of me. So not at all. Not at all. You're very, very patient and very understanding. I really do appreciate that. And again, I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to even talk about some of the stuff we've been experiencing. We don't get a lot of voice, and we get shut down on a lot of different platforms. So just having that voice is just super important. And, you know, having most people, if they actually fly with us and get to know us, all the other nonsense that goes out on the social media platforms just melts away for them, because you can't hang out with my guys and not be like, okay, these are cool peeps. So I just appreciate you giving us that chance.
Thank you. And may the force be with you. Go and blow up some ships and some citadels. And I wish the best of luck.
Thank you. We have a busy week ahead of us. We're very excited. So thank you very much. And I'm excited to listen.
Thank you. Alrighty, well, that's it for this week. If you like the show, please leave a review in Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate that. If you would like to reach out to me to submit a corp ad or be a guest on the show, please join my Discord and say hey. I'll leave that link in the description. If you want even more Eve Echoes news and a deeper dive into New Eden, check out the Echoes from the Front YouTube channel, where Damon Sell walks through the game changes and sob maps and much more every week. Well, that's it, everybody. So thank you. Thanks for listening. Take care and fly safe.